yourself.
Mr. President, member of council, I have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning. This is Sussex County Project 81-04 at Barrington Park, Phase 2, better known as the Coventry at Barrington Park, agreement number 733-3. The developer in this case is Mr. Robert Harris of Ocean View, Delaware, and the location is the intersection of roads 353 and 352 and will become part of the Millville expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District, serving some 9 single-family lots. The system connection charges here will total $55,476. We do have approval from our engineering department as well as from DENREC, and we're expecting just 12 days of construction, with a construction administration and construction inspection cost of $4,336.65, with a projected construction cost totaling $28,911. I have a motion.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 733-3, Phase 2, the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Tire Farm LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Barrington Park, Coventry at Barrington Park, located in the Millville expansion of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, also today, I have some business to discuss with you. As you probably remember, in June of 2008, you agreed to lease our restaurant location at the airport to Mr. Paul Bushness and his wife, Mary. They moved in June of 2008 and proposed to operate a family-style restaurant serving 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. And that operation went relatively unchanged until mid-year 2010, when Mr. Bushness requested a lease amendment, which you agreed to allow him to control his own hours of operation, because the lease had required him to operate 3 meals a day, 7 days a week. The lease amendment that we offered him in 2008 basically removed all the hours of operation out of his lease so he could open and close as he saw fit. That was in 2010. Later in 2010, at the very close of the year, Mr. Bushness decided to eliminate all dinner service. Earlier in 2010, he had eliminated just a dinner on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday evenings because those evenings, he said, were not profitable. Later in the year, as I just mentioned, he eliminated dinner service completely. So the restaurant has really only been open from breakfast time around 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. since 2011. So we've had basically 2 years of limited hours of operation. I have met with Mr. Bushness regularly throughout his lease to discuss his sales, his profitability, and some of the struggles that we've had, both he and we. We had some equipment repairs that needed to be made. We had some repairs to the building that needed to be made. So normal wear and tear on our equipment, and he and I also continued to discuss the operation of his business. We discussed the menus, the prices, again, his sales volumes, which concerned me through most of his lease because it appeared that his sales were in decline from the very beginning. As I watched the business over a 4.5-year period of time, it was steadily going down in total sales volume. So this past summer, which is just 1 year away from his renewal, by the way, that 2008 lease expires May 31 of 2013. So early summer of this year, I broached the subject with Mr. Bushness of renewing his lease and just explained that we needed to discuss how we might move forward in 2013. We had two meetings and discussed the future, and then later in the fall, as a matter of fact, it was early October, Mr. Bushness sent me a letter, and the letter basically outlined his intentions. His intentions are to close the restaurant and leave the operation at the end of 2012, not finishing the last 5 months of his lease. And he explained that the reason for this is because of the profitability of the operation and that he would only be able to keep the restaurant open in the future beyond the end of this year if we subsidized him, both in rent concessions and in paying for all of his utilities, including the only utility he pays currently, which is electricity. We provide water and sewer, and we pay the propane bill. He pays the electric bill and the telephone bill. So his letter was formed so that it gave us a choice. If we really wanted him to stay and continue the operation as he was doing currently, he would do that provided we gave him a rent concession and picked up his final utility. In our discussions, I asked Mr. Bushness if we were to agree to such a plan, would he be able to reestablish his hours and provide a dinner service? And he declined on that. He said he would not be able to provide a dinner service regardless of whether he stayed under some amendment to his lease or not. After further discussion, and I think I'm sure of your desire to keep the restaurant open, as it is an important component of the total restaurant operation, Mr. Bushness and I worked out an agreement that is here for you to consider this morning. And this agreement would start off with a lease amendment. He agreed to stay until the end of March, which would give us time to hopefully recruit a new and successful restaurateur to move in behind him and continue the operation, provided that we would do a couple of things. First, reduce the lease from May 31 expiration to a March 31 expiration, which would mean he wouldn't be responsible for the property at all after March 31st. And also, we would give him a rent concession of $1 per month for those last 3 months. So he would like us to reduce his rent to $1 a month starting in January, and he will then stay January, February, and March, with a caveat of if we get a new operator that we'd like to start before March 31, he would allow us to do that if we gave him 15 days notice. The terms of this lease amendment have been with Mr. Moore's office now since Friday. I've spoken with one of his attorneys who's been assigned to this. We spoke Friday and Saturday, and I would expect that very soon Mr. Moore's office would have a final draft of a lease amendment. What I did to basically get the ball rolling for us was I took the lease amendment that we had approved back in 2010 and used that model. However, it might not be quite in compliance with Mr. Moore's office. I'm not sure of that yet. But that's how I fashioned the amendment to state that we were reducing the term from May 31 to March 31 and reducing the last 3 months' rent. And to prove that Mr. Bushness is willing to do this, I had him sign a draft of that amendment to show to you that he is willing to do that, if you would agree. So our first order of business would be to discuss and consider amending his lease, which would effectively keep the restaurant open and operating through the end of March of next year, giving us time to recruit a new operator.
Okay, so his intention was to leave.
His original intention, as he told me, was that he wanted to close and leave at the end of December.
And I know Paul, and I've known that he's got extensive restaurant experience, and he knows the restaurant business. Mm-hmm. So I know how we've liked to determine things of hours, operation, all that stuff. And we've backed away, I think, from some of that, you know, trying to dictate to him, and it's still tough. Mm-hmm. He's got a bad economy, and he's got also a tough location.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that combination makes it very difficult. So I don't have any problem. I think it probably is in the best interest of the airport and the operations out there to have something continue, and we look to see if we can find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
In the event we don't find anybody, what do we do then? Now, my opinion is, and from day one, I've always questioned the validity of a restaurant at that airport and that location, because when I go to Salisbury, Wicomico Airport, years ago, they had a little snack bar. They don't have one anymore. They got vending machines. And so when you see the activity out of there versus ours, when you say Salisbury is a larger airport?
No doubt.
With more activity and everything. And still, with passengers coming and going, and still can't support this type of operation. And we created a huge one because a previous administrator was convinced that the restaurant operator, was going to make it, you know, a home run. And it did initially start out with a lot of fanfare. But it has just gradually gone downhill. I don't think there's much you can do to turn it around. And if Paul can't do it, I'll guarantee you, it's going to be tough for another operator. So,
I agree.
So we need to be prepared that if we extend this, that we may look up in 3 months and not have anybody, and that it may close. So is that an option that we're all comfortable with? I personally think that the plan you put in front of us is as good as we're going to get to try to convince somebody to come in.
I can tell you that I have discussed.
And I'm not willing. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me just say one more thing. I'm not willing to sit here and subsidize an operation like a restaurant.
Well, that's what it's going to amount to, George.
That's what I'm saying. So I know how government people think. So I'd be a little leery. I'll just tell you right up front. If we get at the end of 3 months and we don't have an operator there, I'd say turn it into office spaces, something else. I mean, that can generate some revenue, get somebody out there, whatever. But might be more potential there.
I've discussed this operation with 5 local area restaurateurs who are successful in the restaurant business, and they all echo some of the things you've just said about our location, in that it will have to become a destination. In other words, it's not on a high traffic, high visible corner somewhere like many restaurants enjoy. So there would be the need for that special mystique of an operator to bring customers. As with your comparison on other airports, it's true, even the Wilmington Airport, on the road of 150,000 cars a day going by, couldn't support a restaurant, but there are a lot of reasons why. The point is that this restaurant of ours has always relied on a local trade. It was Georgetown, Sussex County people that dined there, probably in a larger volume than air travelers. But it's a nice complement for the airport operation at a retail level. Of the 5 that I spoke with, 2 operators are interested in seeing our request for proposals, if we approve that today, and are interested in discussing in more detail how the operation might come together under their leadership. So I do have interest, and I have only talked with 5. We get an RFP put together, which is our next item on the agenda. I think we can find someone that we value as a good restaurant operator who's willing to take that operation on. But I also understand the trepidation as displayed in Mr. Cole's comments, because it's not a slam dunk. It's not a high visible corner where McDonald's is across the street. It's not one of those locations.
Well, why don't we, you have a motion for the first
yes,
the amendment, right? Let's have that motion first.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve a lease amendment to the 2008 lease for our Sussex County Airport restaurant to M&P Adventures that will terminate the lease March 31st, 2013, and reduce the rent for the first quarter of 2013 to $1 per month.
I have a question. What about the past due rent?
He does have some past due rent. He has a security deposit with us that will help neutralize that. And there will probably also be an exchange in equipment, because as with any other restaurant, I call the small tools are owned by him. Some of the small equipment in the kitchen, the dishes and pots and pans and the coffee maker, that totaled nearly $12,000 when he went in 2008.
Of our investment?
No, it's his.
His, okay.
We made an investment in some equipment that Jimmy Tenafoss had left behind.
Right.
And he purchased the breakable things, dishes and pots and pans and
okay,
the small service items, which I say totaled to almost $12,000.
Okay.
So I think we are.
We'll get it.
And I think that Mr. Bushnell says he's always been very workable with us for the last 4 years. I don't expect
okay,
a struggle at that point, but I'm certain we can work it out. And he promised me, he's a man of his word, I'll say that about him, and he promised me that by the end of March, he'll have the rent all caught up.
I think it's a difficult place to make money, and I've you know, had many opportunities to sample the food. It's good, and he's a hard worker, but I would introduce this resolution or ordinance, if you would like.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Oh, I'll second it, because I think we're in a situation where we've got to do we have to do something. And I just again to reiterate, the staff have a backup plan. I don't want to sit here in 3 months and then we start looking. I could say we could easily start having our engineering department, Jim or somebody, look at that space, seeing how we could rework it and other options for us out there. So.
Any more questions on the motion?
It'll take 2 years to figure this out.
We're not painting a very pretty picture there. If I was going to rent this thing, say 3 months from now, I said, well, this restaurant is so poor, it's almost a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So it just doesn't look good. If I was going to go out and try to sell this restaurant to someone else to use it, this is just a lousy restaurant. Good God, you can't get nobody for a dollar.
Yep.
Nothing else. We're just really making it look bad.
Well,
and I don't know if we're going the right direction.
Let's take the vote.
Okay.
On the motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Mr. Wilson has a point, but I think at this point we don't have a choice. I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll vote yes. Motion carried. Next, Mr.
Thank you, gentlemen. The second issue to follow this is a request for proposal. What I have done essentially is taken the same request for proposal that we used in 2008 and updated it with current dates. Again, I'm not sure that will pass Mr. Moore's office approval, but they have that as well, and looking at it to make sure that it's in compliance with all of our codes and all state laws. This RFP would be advertised immediately if you approve it. As a matter of fact, I want to get packages together as soon as Mr. Everett Moore signs off on it and get it to the five folks I've already spoken to. Basically, the RFPs would need to be in our office by Friday, the 25th of January at noon, and we would open them on the 28th, Monday, and then start going through the qualifications of those who have bid on it.
Are they the same requirements, the same terms as we had before?
They set the terms. We ask them, in the RFP, we set up a model. So here's what we would like you to propose,
right,
something in this range. But they're free to propose whatever they think is feasible.
Negotiable.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Because I think we were we demanded way, way too much.
Well, allow the bidders to suggest what the rent should be.
Yeah.
So. Okay,
but you don't think on our thing here you have, like, preferred services. When you read these preferred services,
mm-hmm.
We've actually, and again, we're not restaurant people. We've told whoever comes in, we're looking at somebody to offer a dinner under $10.
Well, two.
Three dinner entrees or something. I mean, who
said that?
It's on there.
I mean,
Frankly, the two folks that I'm speaking with who are the most interested said that they would have more than two entrees under $10.
Okay,
they embraced that idea.
I don't know. I don't even know why we're even going that direction, to be honest with you. A government looks at something to try. I mean, the private sector, if somebody's looking at this and thinks he can do something out there,
well,
let's open it up and maybe not be so specific. If somebody reads this, it might scare the heck out of them. You know, just saying I don't want to be under these kind of.
Well, as I did 5 years ago, any persons that I interview as I'm handing them the RFP to fill out, I go through that and explain to them that they can propose whatever they want. And after they've made their best proposal, we will then evaluate all the proposals and then further interview those candidates. But they can propose whatever they want to.
I can see that, but then we've got actually an area, proposed submission guide, and then we have this other thing, preferred services. I think the RFP ought to be, if anybody's interested in putting a restaurant there, contact us. Please.
Well, you may wind up with someone like a sub shop.
That's fine.
That would say, I'll operate from 9 a.m. to 3, and I'm going to make subs and steaks. We'll take a look at that.
That guy may not apply because when he looks at this, he's going to think we're looking for three meals a day and something more extensive. What I'm saying is I would back off of all this stuff, keep it simple, stupid type of thing, just so that if somebody reads it who thinks he could do something out there, he can pull it off.
Okay.
See what they got.
I haven't yet, but I intend to approach Caruso's here and Casapulla's both, which would bring a sub business there, subs and sandwiches.
Well, why don't we, to move this forward, you and Mr. Lawson can discuss this and make sure that this RFP makes as much sense as possible, is as wide open as possible. Mr. Moore, this is up. We want to expedite this. I assume you can have an answer back on this thing the next couple of days to us, hopefully.
I'm not sure in the next couple of days because we got this Friday, but by the end of the week.
Okay.
Do we know how much we have put out for this restaurant and what we have brought in, what our overall number is, what it has cost us to this point?
I don't have that off the top of my head.
I don't either, but I know.
We could assemble something if it were really interesting.
That's our money.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that basically, if you're looking at it from a business standpoint, it peaked in the first few years it was there with Jimmy Tenafos. It peaked as far as sales went. And the sales have been in a decline ever since. So that was the peak. Now, whether someone with fresh ideas can bring it back, I don't know.
We've lost a lot of momentum. We've, you know.
But are we losing money? We are losing money, right? It's not been a good business decision for us.
As Hal said, we pay maintenance on the equipment.
Right, we're losing money.
We pay the gas bill.
Water and sewer.
You have a sorry to say, but a non-paying customer. He owes us rent, often does. He does catch up. He is a man of his word. What, third or fourth owner? And I don't know if this time,
sometimes
when you clean up after renters, do we have to go through and refurbish for a new person coming in there? There's just a lot of concerns. We keep trying and trying.
The dining room equipment is, the tables and chairs are still in very good condition. If you wanted to freshen the look, you could probably do that without spending a pile of money. Maybe some carpeting, some paint, some trim work, some of those things to freshen the dining room. The kitchen is a very workable, serviceable kitchen. All the equipment in the small cafe bar area works fine. All the little refrigerators and ice chests and all that.
Well, let's move it to Coastal Highway.
You do have a,
you,
a motion.
I can make you one, yes, sir.
We tried it. Can't say we didn't.
If you would please make us a motion.
Okay.
We've made this thing, I think, as sound, as attractive as we can.
Mm-hmm. Sussex
County. Our comments, we'll move forward.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council approve an RFP to be issued immediately for the lease of our restaurant facility at the airport terminal.
Is it this RFP we're looking at here?
Yes.
It's not. Can we modify that? We can.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
We definitely need to modify because I need to make sure it complies with any RFP requirements still.
Okay, but I'm just.
And you understand, and you just also understand, we want this as wide as possible, as less restricted as possible. So.
There you go. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm also interested in that number of what we have invested there. What's the return? I mean, how much has it cost us?
To this point.
At this point in time, it doesn't really make much difference because we've already got invested. We've done
it's gone.
That's gone.
Well, if it's a loser, I'd like to know how much.
Well, it doesn't make any difference, Joe.
We will
entertain
a motion from somebody to.
I'll make the motion that we approve the RFP
process.
Oh, yes.
A motion. We'll take a second.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Jim Hicken.
Where are you eating lunch today, Jim?
Hamburger. Someplace. I'm getting hungry with all this restaurant talk.
Jim.